Good to meet you, Michael. Hello, everybody. I can see you're having a good time. I'm sitting in my here in the central Brittany, where I spend much time, and I do a lot of writing here. I'm not very far from Cork. You just swim across to Roscoff and down the road. So I'm going to read you three poems this evening. These are three poems which I wrote last year during time which I spent in Connemara. I left Ireland quite long, well, many years ago, and I tend to go back for a week or two in the summer and maybe at Christmas. And for different reasons, I found myself in Connemara in the autumn, late autumn of it must be 2020, I suppose, and then in spring of 2021. And I realized I hadn't spent autumn or spring in Ireland for 20 or 30 years, and are in Connemara. And I rented a house in a place called Inishnee, which is near Roundstone. It's between North and South Connemara. It's in the west. It's and from Inishnee, one can see the 12 pins or the Banabola. Is the mountains of very dramatic mountains of Western Connemara. And I spent 2 weeks looking at the mountains. I expected them to move away or something, or I wasn't quite sure what they were going to do next, you know, but they kept changing. And I wrote three texts, one about the mountains, one about the sea, and and then in Cosharage, about 20 miles from Galway, about the bog. And these pieces I've chosen this evening for various reasons. I haven't read them in public before, although I have recorded them. And they're sonorous poems. They have a sonorous quality, and perhaps even an onomatopoeic quality and alliterative quality. And their structure is very simple. The lines, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the structure now. The lines have this. There's a first, the first foot and the second foot. This is the way the line is divided. If I say the line has 2 feet, it sounds strange. And if I say it has 2 foots, people accuse me of poor grammar. So I say the first foot and the second foot, and so there's a very clear accentuated pattern. One or two stresses in the first foot and one or two in the second. It isn't a strict system. But it's inherited from the metrical tradition of the Gaelic bards, all right, although they would frown on it and say it's wildly irregular and postmodern, I suppose. So the first poem I'm going to read for you is called An Sáile in Inishnee. An Sáile is one of the words we have in Irish for the sea. There are many words for the sea. Sáile is a common enough one. It's cognate, you know, with the English salt, the salt water of the sea. We just call it An Sáile. And it's a series of a series of I suppose you might call them kennings of some sort, or appellations, or similes, really. And each line is made up of two compounds. The first one has sáile, and the sea is described in a compound word. The second is gui, which is the wind, and that's described. This is the structure of the structure of the lines. I have an English gloss. I'm not calling it a translation. I'm calling it a gloss. In other words, where the words are translated individually, or the semantic content of the word is rendered in English. I'll put it that way. It doesn't purport to be a translation, but it appears to have acquired a sort of a character of its own. I'll read it, and we'd see how it. Whether it takes off or not, but it can serve as a gloss, or perhaps even as an independent text of some sort. So this is An Sáile in Inishnee, and our house was surrounded on three sides, and it was March and windy. So Mi warta in Inishnee, shomar vi An Sáile agus an rí, vi fuarthaile an lá fionnriche. Fáil sáile, lá flosc ríche, fríoch háile, lá frás ríche. Wie soll Ruhe an la Rust rieche? Soll Ruach la Rupprieche? Soll Rübach la Rut rieche? Wie Brackhallan la Bürgrieche? Brahalle la Burbrieche? Buihalle la Blosk rieche? Wie Kurhalle an la Kor rieche? Kologhalle la Kun rieche? Kunsalle la Kün rieche? Wie Trumhalle an la Tren rieche? Trath sale la tim rieche, trim hale la tarv rieche. Bi lung hale an, la la rieche, lia hale, la lask rieche, leer hale, la lag rieche. Bi glas hale an, la shuk rieche, gur hale, la garv rieche, grien sale, la greine, agus gan rieche. Mi warte, en in ish ni, shin mar vi. Thank you. It's very helpful if you clap because I know I'm at the end of the poem then, you see. So we're going well. So I'd lost this for some musician friends here in France who wanted to make an arrangement, which they did, and I'm going to read this for you now, and we'll see how it goes. The English language has produced some banal rhyme, unfortunately. You'll have heard from the Irish already, though, and you're open-minded people, that the Irish rhyme was possibly far from banal. But so I'm going to read you this now. The sea and the wind in Inish Ní. March in Inish Ní, watching the sea, watching the wind and the sea. Here is what I saw. A raw sea, a biting breeze, treacherous seas, the breeze buffeting, waves bristling, skies laden with rain. Reddish brine today, a blasting wind, blue and grey stripes on the tide, wind rushing. Today the sea thins, bullied by a storm, speckled waters now, the wind jabs and jibes. The waves seem to boil, whipped up by great gusts, a surging tide, now the wind is rash. A delirious sea today, the wind blows its trumpet, the tide foaming, the wind twists and turns, angry waves, now the wind is dogged. Soon the sea falls, the wind drops. Then the currents grow heavy again as the winds surge today. A bullish wind bruises and breaks the surface of the tide. A boat appears, the wind is shy, the waters turn grey, the wind breathes lightly, for once the bay is limpid, the breeze kind. A green sea today, wind icy, a turbulent sea, wind rough, a sun-warmed sea today, the wind wears a smile. March in Inish Ní, watching the wind and the sea. Thank you very much indeed. And so the next day when I'd written that poem, I thought, well, there we are now. That's this, the wind and the sea, enough of that. And so I had a look at the mountains again, and there they were, looming and foreboding and doing all the things that wild mountains do. And I was brought up in Galway, and the 12 pins for us, though, they were always there, you know, but now I found myself moved to try and capture them in a poem. And so there are 12 peaks, or 12 pins, they're called. There are 12 of them, and at one stage in the poem, they're listed. I don't have a translation or even a gloss for this one. The structure is similar to the first one. There's a lot more alliteration in it. The word Bama is the pins, the mountains, Bama, the Bama Bill. Is the name of the 12 pins, and they're various adjectives of different kinds, describing them during fair weather or cloudy weather and so on, as their colours change. There are two or three or four similes where I'd describe them, first of all, as monks in a boat huddled together. You might think of St. Brendan crossing the sea with his monks. The mountains reminded me of that. And another simile is a huddle of old women whispering together. And another one I see here is a fistful of barnacles on a rock. So looking at the mountains and just dreaming about them and putting this together. Na ban na bola, ban na buama, ban na balava, ban na bar wheela, ban na bun ravra, ban na brin dorcha, ban na blisk runda, ban na bruch darsa, ban na brihar wuchta, ban na bracha la bra, ban na braid gharma la brahal, ban na boga la bradan, Ben a báistí lá brionach. Bín gáur, bín wán, bín vrák, bín charach, bín a chuir wór, bín a chuir vig, bín dar a chláir, bín i lán nishke. Ben a bán chrunya, ben a báis bára, ben a brúach chorka, ben a bárd tostacha, ben a bologacha, ben a béistúla, ben a básúla, ben a bánaiche. Na ben a seo, Is buí an mamach a mád, is sean chailechaí a gogur córá, is bolain mhóra a ngurt gan fáil, is bárnia iad ar bhuis na trá. Bín ruí, bín bruin, bín chúf, bín letirí, bán na brolach scáfara, bán na buachacha, bán na bálast turma, bán na breasa, bán na bochta, Bána bí nochta, bána aineola, na bána beola. So in the Irish language, we have a sort of like a distinct idiom for poetry, where there are loads and loads of words which we usually don't use or rarely use, and we're not really sure what they mean either. Because we use them so seldomly, you see, that we can't quite remember when we last saw them. And this is part of the bardic game, you see. Although there was a tiny element of self-parody in the text, ultimately it was an etude or a study in these short lines, in this idiom. How are we doing? I have another really long poem. Is that good news? This is what divides the men from the boys. This is a very sexist comment, but I don't know how to say it in other. You know how it divides the people from the people. I don't know. We inherit expressions, you know. The next one is about the bog. When we say the bog in English, we're not quite sure. I don't know. It's called Críorach in Irish. Críorach is in English, that might be moorland. The Pórtach is the part of the bog where the turf is cut, actually. But Críorach is the wilder uncut part, Críorach. And it was very late autumn, October, November now, Samhain, and the gradually the colours die into reds and yellows on the bog, and so the poem is constructed around two words. So I'm doing the opposite of the previous poem, and these two words are rua, not dearg, which means bright red, but rua, sort of russet, so the russet colour of the bog as the year wanes, and bui, which is yellow. But the, a buí in Irish doesn't mean the bright yellow of the English language. It means it has a, it's a large, a slightly broader spectrum. It can mean anything from light brown, you know, all that sort of thing. It's a natural colour rather than a chemical colour, I suppose. So rua and buí are the two, the only two words you need really to make friends with this poem. I do believe I have a translation. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to read the Irish first. And as with the it's the first and the second poems, the this poem follows a similar structure with the 2 feet. Oh no, I got it wrong. The 2 foot. Oh no. But you know what I mean anyway. I explained it earlier, so so it has that rhythm, accentuated and short, sort of staccato lines. So it's rua and buí. And an ciriarach fui haun. Ciriarach rua, ciriarach buí, ciriarach sauna, siir ciriarach si. Buí rua an ciriarach, buí rua o rua buí. Lea buí in ish, lea rua buí it isht. Lag buí an ciriarach, lag buí lag rua. Lá lag wi, lá lag rúa wi. Tis wi an ciriarach se go na chrán crum rúa agus bui. Chrán crum ciriarach lag hias wi. An ciriarach se is grúa wi, lá dorcha sauna is átil wi. Ciriarach sco wi is lag sco wi a lí. Down we and down kiriroksha. Down alt idir yolk agus heeb. Down train down bun down bar we. Tevel rua ho vos. Tevel rua paul rua e paul du fo du du vro shirgu we. An kiriroksha is kershach raun, is kershach vrak brak lochar kier wi, kriachach kroon wongoch, rua kroon wongoch, shonach, kriachach skua rua, bolog rua bui. Kriachach sprech atin sha sprech atin ro wi, alta men ean era wole, gugub wi. Is sheer rua an kriachach sha, kroon wi, kier wi. Ciriarach cír rua sco vrac bui. Muir ciriarach sio e famuñ ui. Sian uir ciriarach rua agus bui. Wait, do I have time to read the translation, do you think, or... How do you, how, what would you suggest?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I thought, oh, three nomad folk. Three nomad, Kerkelor. I wrote the inspired Marcin Lehman, so I'll read the, I'll read the English text. So, moorland in late autumn. Moorland russet, moorland yellow dun. Late autumn moorland, soaring moorland, eerie. Yellow russet moorland, russet yellow, discreetly yellow now, russet yellow soon. Faint yellow moorland, faint yellow, faint russet, discreetly faint yellow, discreetly faint russet yellow. Dull yellow this moorland, with its leaning russet yellow tree, leaning tree, vaguely dull yellow moor. The moorland is yellow cheeked and dark. November days, it is sun shower, yellow, blooming yellow, more shy blooming yellow hued. Dun yellow, this dun coloured moorland, brown haired, both reed and sedge, brown, loud brown root, brown, pall, brown. Shadow russet too, shadow russet, russet pooled. Russet pooled, black sodded, black russet, ever black russet. Brown as a blackbird hen, these moors. speckle breasted, speckle reeded, jet yellow. On the moor grows a bay dark, mane russet bay dark, a fox is this moor, brush russet red bellied yellow. The moor is furze ablaze, blazing furze, vibrant yellow. See, a flock of small birds on its shoulder, they are yellow beaked. Ever russet moor, darkling russet yellow maned, russet maned moor, bloom speckled yellow. These moorlands are a flood, a seaweed, yellow sea, old moorland sea, russet red and yellow.
Good question. Neil Wake is to do it. And that was a lovely masterclass in the art of poetry there. Gurmila Mahgut.
Gurmila Mahgut.